Hey there, listeners, welcome back to Tame the Bull. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating the roller coaster that is life, especially when it comes to anger and stress. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you wrangle those inner demons and become the most authentic, badass version of yourself. Today, we're diving into something a little different. Vulnerability. Now, before you start picturing this all sobbing on each other's shoulders, hear me out. We're not talking about being a pushover or letting people walk all over you. We're talking about embracing the messy, beautiful parts of ourselves, the fears, the doubts, the imperfections, and using them as fuel for growth. Ever feel like putting on this super strong persona, like you've got it all figured out? You know that feeling when you pretend everything is perfect, even though inside you're a jumbled mess? Well, guess what? That's a bull you gotta tame. Because bottling up your emotions does more harm than good. It builds walls, creates distance, and ultimately prevents us from truly connecting with ourselves and others. So, how do we embrace vulnerability without becoming emotional doormats? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, understand that vulnerability is not weakness. It takes courage to show your true self, to admit you don't have all the answers, to let people see your cracks and imperfections. Think of it like this. A strong tree bends with the wind instead of breaking. Just like we should adapt and flow through life's challenges. Secondly, start small. You don't have to suddenly spill your deepest secrets to everyone you meet. Start by sharing something small, maybe a genuine compliment or expressing gratitude for someone's kindness. Every little step builds confidence and helps you break down those emotional walls. Thirdly, choose who you share with wisely. Not everyone deserves access to your vulnerabilities. Surround yourself with people who are supportive, understanding, and respectful. You want a tribe that celebrates your authenticity, not judges it. Remember, true friends lift you up, they don't tear you down. Next, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Don't beat yourself up for feeling emotions or making mistakes. We all stumble sometimes, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a hard time. Finally, remember that vulnerability is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel brave and moments where you want to retreat back into your shell. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself and others, and you'll gradually build a life filled with deeper connections and genuine happiness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine going for a job interview. You know you're qualified, but instead of focusing on your strengths, you're consumed by fear and self-doubt. You clam up, stumble over your words, and end up feeling defeated even before they say, "Thank you for coming in." That's the bull running wild. But imagine this. You walk into that same interview, head held high, eyes shining with confidence. You admit to being a little nervous but express your passion and genuine enthusiasm for the role. You share relevant stories that showcase your skills and connect with the interviewer on a human level. See the difference? By embracing vulnerability, you open yourself up to opportunities, build trust, and ultimately create a more authentic and fulfilling experience. That's what we're aiming for here, to tame the bull of fear and insecurity and unleash your full potential. So, remember these key takeaways. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it takes courage to be authentic. Start small, choose your tribe wisely, practice self-compassion, and keep moving forward on this journey of emotional growth. You got this. I know you do. Now, go out there and be your most vulnerable, magnificent selves. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep taming those bulls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.